Welcome to the Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Trucking Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Trucking, Avery Weiss. As Avery presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading the PDF or PowerPoint of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF and PowerPoint is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads for the Trucking Market Update, as well as the weekly Rail Market Update with Todd Tronowski and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Welcome to FTR's weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 138 for the week of November 15th, 2021. Before we start, a reminder that you can download a PDF with graphics related to this discussion at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. You can also download a PowerPoint presentation that includes images of those same charts you can use in your own presentations. Before we launch into the data, I would note, in case there was any doubt, and there wasn't, that President Biden would sign the infrastructure bill. Well, he did so on November 15th. So the five-year, approximately $1 trillion package is now law, and that includes the apprenticeship program for younger drivers that we discussed in some detail last week. Also on November 15th, the U.S. Supreme Court asked the Justice Department to weigh in on the California Trucking Association's petition for the court's review of an appeals court ruling that California is not preempted in applying its AB5 law by federal law. The decision to seek the views of the Biden administration rather than to either accept or reject the case means that a resolution will be delayed by months. If the court does ultimately agree to hear the case, this interim step, which, by the way, occurs only in a very small number of cases, means that we probably would not see a final decision out of the court until 2023. As you might recall, this case is significant because the Supreme Court's handling of it will decide whether the leased owner-operator model will be legal in California. The appeals court ruled that California can outlaw it, but it stayed that ruling pending Supreme Court action. If the Supreme Court eventually decides not to review the case, then the state of California would be free to impose AB5 on trucking operations immediately. We'll certainly be watching this case very closely. Okay, let's talk about the spot market during the week ended November 12th, which is week 45. Total spot load postings in the truckstop.com system fell 4.4%, and spot rates declined nearly 5 cents during the week. The softening of volume in the dry van and flatbed segments largely follows historical trends for the same week of the year, but the refrigerated segment's slight decline in volume is unusual so close to Thanksgiving, and it might reflect ongoing struggles in the food products supply chain. Truck postings increased more than 9% week over week, and capacity was up in all segments. The market demand index, which is the ratio of loads to trucks in the system, fell to its lowest level in 3 weeks and the lowest level since mid-January. Let's look at volume by segment. Dry van load postings decreased 2.8% after falling about 8% in the prior week. The change in the latest week is in line with seasonal expectations, even though seasonality is very much disrupted due to supply chain challenges. Load postings were about 17% higher than the same week last year and about 165% above the five-year average. Refrigerated volume eased 1.6% after the 13.3% gain during the prior week. The current week of the year typically sees a solid gain in the run-up to Thanksgiving, so the small decline week over week could reflect food product shortages as consumer demand ramps up and supply chains were already stressed. Refrigerated spot volume for the coming week traditionally is the strongest of the year, so the data could indicate just how strained the supply chains are once we get it and discuss it next week. Refrigerated volume in week 45 was more than 45% higher than the same week last year and more than triple the five-year average. Flatbed load postings fell 7.5% after a 5.2% drop in the prior week. However, those declines are roughly in line with seasonal expectations, so supply chain disruptions do not appear to be affecting flatbed as much as they are the van markets. Flatbed volume was 19% higher than the same week last year and about 177% higher than the five-year average. Okay, let's talk rates. Total spot rates are about 17% higher than they were during the same 2020 week, but fuel costs are a major factor as the national average price of diesel is about $1.30 higher a gallon than it was a year ago. Excluding fuel surcharges, rates were about 8% higher year over year. Flatbed saw the largest decline in rates, which fell more than 9 cents, and that is the largest drop since mid-April of last year, obviously at the very bottom of the contraction. Flatbed rates were nearly 18% higher than the same week last year. Dry van rates fell 3 cents and were about 13% higher than the same 2020 week. However, refrigerated rates were up nearly 3 cents and were about 20% higher year over year. If we exclude fuel surcharges, flatbed, dry van, and refrigerated rates were up about 8%, 3%, and 12% respectively compared to the same week last year. Okay, let's talk quickly about fuel prices. For the second straight week, there was essentially no change in diesel prices, which I'd say qualifies as good news in today's economy. The national average price of diesel increased just 0.4 cents during the week ended November 15th, after edging up just 0.3 cents in the prior week. For the record, the national average price is now $3.734 a gallon, which is the highest price since late September 2014. Meanwhile, crude prices are similarly stuck in neutral for the most part. After closing in at nearly $85 a barrel in late October, the price of West Texas Intermediate has stayed mostly around the low $80 per barrel range since. Okay, let's wrap up our discussion of weekly data with a quick update on the unemployment situation, which was little changed in the latest week. First-time claims by applicants dipped by 4,000 to 267,000 first-time claims. That's barely more than 20,000 above the five-year average from 2015 to 2019. Continued claims were up slightly to 2.1 million, which also is closing in on normal. In fact, I think the time might have come that we will start looking at unemployment only if there are quite large moves in one direction or another. So, in a broad sense, the rest of the podcast is about stress in the supply chain. Stress as it relates to high demand for goods, as that translates into prices, and high demand for labor. Let's start with consumer inflation, which had moderated in recent months. That changed in October, however. The consumer price index rose 0.9% seasonally adjusted. That's the strongest month-over-month gain in 13 years. And the unadjusted 12-month change of 6.2% is the highest since late 1990. Excluding pricing in the volatile food and energy sectors, the CPI rose 0.6% month-over-month. That's the highest increase since June. However, the 12-month change in the CPI less energy and food was 4.6%, which is the highest since August 1991. Price gains were broad-based, with the indexes for energy, shelter, food, used cars and trucks, and new vehicles among the larger contributors. While inflation had not vanished as a concern, the recent deceleration had perhaps pushed it down a bit on the list of concerns. The October data renews worries over reduced consumer buying power and other undesirable effects of higher inflation. Meanwhile, inflation at the producer level ticked up slightly in October and remained high by historic standards, although pricing gains were among the weakest months of 2021. The producer price index for final demand rose 0.6% seasonally adjusted. On an unadjusted basis, the index rose 8.6% for the 12 months ended in October. That's the same as September, and both of them are the highest since the Bureau of Labor Statistics began calculating that figure in 2010. While hardly great news, the October PPI data at least shows some deceleration in price hikes for some key commodities. For example, aluminum eased 0.4%. That's the first decline of any magnitude in a year. The producer price index for hot rolled steel was up only 3.5%. That's the smallest increase since November of last year. Lumber prices did move higher in October, but they were down year over year for the second straight month. Okay, let's talk about producer price index components that relate directly to trucking. The PPI for general freight truckload rose 3.0%. Now, that increase is only the fifth largest during the pandemic, but it is a bigger gain than any month prior to the pandemic. The specialized long-distance producer price index rose 2.6%, which is the strongest since July, and the LTL PPI was up 1.2%. That's the strongest gain since June. Now, trucking companies also are seeing higher costs for fuel, as we've discussed, and for labor, so it's not as if those price gains are all falling to the bottom line. Equipment costs also are soaring in the face of rising materials costs and high demand. In fact, the producer price index for trailers jumped 8% in October. That is more than double the previous record, which was posted in April. Okay, moving on. One factor in higher prices throughout the economy is a tight supply of labor, which is driving up wages. That situation did not really improve in September. Job openings in the U.S. economy at the end of the month totaled 10.4 million. Down only slightly from the upwardly revised August level of 10.6 million. The September figure is only about 600,000 below July's all-time high. I should point out, though, that that data only goes back to 2000, but other than perhaps during the post-World War II period, it's hard to imagine that that level was ever even higher than that. A frequent topic among analysts and economists lately has been what's been termed, quote, the Great Resignation, end quote. It's a term for describing the mobility of workers during the pandemic. October data reflects this trend as the number of quits, meaning voluntary job separations as opposed to layoffs and discharges, was the highest on record at 4.4 million. So we're definitely seeing a major change in the labor force that is leading us in directions that we really don't know yet. Okay, so that's it for this week's trucking market update. Let's recap. Spot market volume and rates eased in the latest week. Diesel prices barely moved. The unemployment situation changed little. Consumer inflation rose sharply. The producer price index ticked up. The truckload and trailer producer price indexes saw sharp gains. Job openings held close to record levels in September, and the number of job quits was a record in September. Next week, we'll talk about industrial production and manufacturing output, retail sales, and residential construction, as well as our usual look at the spot market and diesel prices. I hope you will give that one a listen before you shut down for, I'm sure, what is a well-deserved Thanksgiving holiday. That's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update. episode 138 for the week of November 15th, 2021. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next time.
That's it for this week's Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF and PowerPoint of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and railcar. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.